Back here on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, Brandon Peoples here today, joined by Dr. Justin Thomason from KSU Vet Med, talking animal heart health here. Specifically, we've been talking about cardiomyopathy here, and let's talk a little bit more about that, some of the common things that you see, especially in small breeds.
Yeah, so I think, you know, the dilated cardiomyopathy, that weakened heart muscle that gets enlarged, certain breeds overrepresented, so Dobermans, giant breed dogs, boxers as well, so we recommend screening those. And then there has been this link to the diet, where we see breeds that are not Dobermans or non-giant breed dogs that develop dilated cardiomyopathy. But it's important to realize that small breed dogs, especially as they get middle-aged to older, the most common heart condition that they get is degeneration of their heart valves. So just age-related degeneration of the heart valves typically occurs around 7-8 years of age when that starts happening. And people will know that their pet has that when they go to their vet, and their vet will notice a heart murmur. So when the valve gets degenerative, so degenerative valve disease, which is not the dilated cardiomyopathy, degenerative valve disease, the valve will leak blood back into the left atrium as the ventricle contracts because of those valves being degenerative. The veterinarian will notice a heart murmur on examination. It's important to realize that that's common in middle-aged to elderly small breed dogs. That's genetic in origin as well. That's not related to the grain-free. So, you know, a patient that has a heart murmur, small breed dog, middle-aged to older, that would be most commonly due to genetic degeneration of the heart valve versus diet-related heart disease. So that's important for people to realize. Most patients that have the dilated cardiomyopathy, they won't have a heart murmur on examination, which is why it's difficult to diagnose that dilated cardiomyopathy. Because your veterinarian, they may not hear a heart murmur, or if there is one, it'll be really quiet. So that's difficult to diagnose, the dilated cardiomyopathy. That's where the screening tests come in, the ultrasound of the heart or the echocardiogram. If we compare that to the valve disease, patients are going to have murmurs. So usually they'll have a murmur on physical exam. That's usually genetic in small breed dogs that are middle-aged to older, not related to diet. That's genetic in origin, that those valves become degenerative.
You mentioned the heart murmurs set in middle age. What is something you can start looking for if you think your pet might be slowing down just a little bit?
Yeah, I think the important thing for people with, you know, is one, yearly wellness exams at the veterinarian. I think that's going to be one of the priorities, is if your veterinarian picks up this heart murmur in a small breed dog, it's good to document the etiology of it. Again, probably most likely going to be the degenerative valve disease, but we could document that. And then we do what we call staging, where we determine the severity, because just because there's a heart murmur doesn't mean that the heart's going to be enlarged. So oftentimes they may not have any symptoms because the heart's not enlarged. And then we stage them, though. So if there is heart enlargement, again, there's therapies that can be provided that can help slow the progression of this heart condition to congestive heart failure. So our goal as a veterinarian cardiologist, our goal is, number one, quality of life, making sure that patients have a good quality of life. So there's therapies that can be given with a lot of these heart conditions that can provide that. Number two, we want to provide quality of life for as long as we can. So we want to try to slow progression of these heart conditions. And now with some of the novel therapies that are available, we're able to do that. We can give patients quality of life, and we can give them quality of life for quite some time, and they can do really well. So I encourage people, yearly wellness exams, and then if something's noted by the veterinarian that may be of concern, a murmur, don't get nervous about that, because it's common in middle-aged to older small breed dogs that they get murmurs. We do the staging, so, you know, I would recommend echocardiogram with the veterinary health center, or if you're not able to get to the veterinary health center, certainly your veterinarian can provide x-rays of the heart and lungs, and those could be sent to us at the health center if needed for overview. So that's the important thing, is being proactive and catching these conditions early so that we can slow progression, quality of life, and then patients that are at risk. So those patients that have a high prevalence of heart disease. So again, dilated cardiomyopathy, Dobermans, Boxers, giant breed dogs. We recommend screening those because they may not have a murmur on exam and they may not have any symptoms and still have pretty advanced heart disease. So that's where the ultrasound of the heart comes in, where we do the echocardiogram to evaluate heart function and determine if there is dilated cardiomyopathy.
You mentioned the therapies here. Can you maybe dive into that a little bit and what kind of therapies do you guys offer?
Yeah, so there's, you know, if patients don't have heart enlargement, oftentimes we don't have to treat those, but we monitor over time because over time they can progress over months to years typically. If we do notice heart enlargement, there's therapies that are available, medical therapies. So there's medications that are given usually twice a day. And you just, you know, the medication you just put in a little treat and give it twice daily. They're flavored as well. So some patients really like them. So there's medications that are available that's reasonably priced, not expensive, but have been demonstrated in studies to really slow progression and provide quality of life. And it's twice daily oral medications that's given with food. So real practical things. The other things that people could do is, you know, nutrition that we've talked about, you know, being careful with diets. If we have a patient that has significant heart disease, lower sodium diets, just like in people. So there's commercial diets available that have lower salt content that helps slow down the progression of the heart condition. And then just maintaining a good exercise program for your pet as well to make sure that heart health is a priority.
As far as exercise, probably a lot like humans, 30 minutes a day, more than that, maybe an hour.
Yeah, it's difficult, but yeah. You know, I think letting the individual animal serve as their guide, they'll kind of let you know if they get too tired. But yeah, I think 20 to 30 minutes a day is a good kind of guideline that would be good for owners as well as be beneficial to their pets as well to provide that.
All right. If people want to get more information on cardiomyopathy, what are maybe some good readings out there?
Yeah, so the AVMA, Veterinary Medical Association, American Veterinary Medical Association, they have a website that has a link with a lot of information on the current dilated cardiomyopathy with the exotic grain-free diet. So that's one resource. You're more than welcome to call the Veterinary Health Center. And I can give you that phone number. Sure. It's 785-532-5690. And you could ask to speak with the cardiology service, and we can help provide information as well. And then our emails are listed online as well. If you go to our homepage for the Kansas State University Veterinary Health Center, our homepage, you can get access to emails to clinicians, and my email's on there as the cardiologist, and you're more than welcome to email me, and I would respond to you as quickly as possible.
All right. I was telling you before the show, I had a chance to drive over by the KSU Vet Med Center, and I've heard a lot about it, and I've driven past it before, just didn't know what it was, and that is quite an extensive piece of building there, right on the north side of the campus.
Yeah, you know, we do. You know, we serve clientele, so we serve, you know, Manhattan, of course, the state of Kansas, with veterinary care. And at the same time, we're able to provide teaching to students. So we have four classes that come through the school there that we're helping educate them on veterinary medicine. And we're also doing research that's going to be beneficial to pets as well as people that research is going to help and the healthcare of pets and people as well. So lots of stuff going on, and I would encourage people, if they have questions, to please take a look at us. We enjoy taking care of pets, and we know that they're part of the family, and that's how we treat them. And we look forward to meeting people and their pets. And if anybody has any questions, they can call us or email us as well.
All right. Well, Dr. Justin Thomason, thank you so much for being here, and have a great rest of your week, and happy Valentine's Day.
No, happy Valentine's. Thank you.
Before we get into the next segment and the break, I understand Riley County Police are working an active incident in the 200 block of Tuttle Creek Boulevard, and this is near the Super 8 Motel. And this started about half an hour ago, and police are asking citizens to avoid that area around Motel 6. Denny's Restaurant is in that area as well. Additional information will be released as it becomes available. That's according to Riley County Police. Once again, at the 200 block of Tuttle Creek Boulevard, they're working an incident there. I understand that there are quite a few units there, including the crime truck is on scene there at the Motel 6. The Super 8 Motel. It's 9:30. We'll be back with more of InFocus in a moment.